Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed. And we are 23 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, Masib Rab Zeira. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, Feliezer Yeshaya ben Bracha, Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima ben Chayalea. So we're in the middle of a sugya, in the second parak of Maseches Chulin, parak HaShoichet. Kemuvin, the sugya deals with the laws of Shechita, specifically machloikis that's oimed berumay shaloylam, a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Yesh no l'shchita metchila v'atzayif, or eino l'shchita elo l'besayif. What does that mean? Yesh no l'shchita metchila v'atzayif means that as soon as the shoychit begins doing the shchita, it's already considered a maisa shchita. Even though he didn't complete it, but the haschala metchila, it's already considered a shchita, v'ad soif, it's considered a shchita. Eino l'shchita elo l'besoif means that the shchita is not considered a shchita until it's complete. So, from a very technical sense, whatever is done until the gemar shchita, in and of itself, would almost not be considered shchita. Even though it's part of it, but the shem shchita is not really in effect until the very last part, until the shechita is complete. Rabbi Yochanan held yesh no l'shechita metchila v'atzayif. Reish Lakish held eino l'shechita elo l'besayif. The Gemara, primarily Rava, said that even though at first glance you would think that your mind can run wild and start applying this machloikis to so many different cases, but there's a few situations that you might have thought are a good sushtel to this machloikis that immediately have to be taken off the table. Number one, in the event that a goy would shecht simen echad of a behemah, and then the yid would go and shecht the second simen, even though, said Rava, you could add a havamina, that maybe that's totally in the machloikis. Because if you hold in a l'shchita el l'besayif, it doesn't bother me that the goy shechted the first simen, because as much as a guy is pasul l'shchita, it's a mishnah daf yud gimel amid aleph. Shchitas ovik echavim is nevela, but at the same time, the shem shchita is only the besayif. And as long as the second simon, which is the besayif, happened al yedei or yid, that in of itself should be okay. Rava said, although in lamdis that's true, but practically speaking, from a halachic perspective, that wouldn't be the case. And the reason is because to the extent that the guy shechted the first simon and it's not a shchita, well, then he made it a treifa. If it was the veshet, one neck, it would make it a treifa. If it was the kana, also known as we saw in yesterday's daf, the gargaris, then it would at the very least have become a treifa once the rib of it was nifsak. But the bottom line is, in lundis, I agree, said Rava, that should be totally in this machloikis, but being that Maman of Shachar would be a treifa, so take that off the table. That's not a good tzushtal. Another case, Rava said, that would not be a tzushtal, was in the event that a koyin did the malika of an oyla sa'oif lemata michot asikra. So the malika of the oyla sa'oif had to be b'roish ha-mizbech, or at the very least, lemayla michot asikra. In the event that it was done lemata, it's going to be pasul. You could have thought that if the first simon and only the first simon of the malika sa'ilafayif was done lamata, so maybe in that situation it shouldn't be an issue. Because if eina l'shchita ela l'besayif, why do I care where the first simon of the malika took place? The only thing I should care about is where the second simon took place. Says Rava, theoretically you're correct, but at the same time, being that the malika of a chata sa'if only requires simon echad, and that malika, by the way, is done lamata. So when you did a malika of simen echad oylas oif lamata, in halacha, we view it as a chashev a maisa malika, not because it's chashev as it relates to oylas oif, because ein alashchita el labasoif, but it has a chashivas elsewhere, and that gives it a chashivas oylas oif as well, and it's for that reason it's pasha l'kuliyama. That wouldn't be a tzushta. Okay, so what then is a nafkamina? All the good nafkaminas that we would have come up with from Riyata are being taken off the table immediately. So what then would be an example? So Rava said, I'll tell you what the example would be. In the event that somebody went and he shechted simen echad of a behema bachotz, a behema that was kachem. And then he went and he shechted the second simen bifnim. The shaila is, was he over the Isra Shchutei Chotz or was he not over the Isra Shchutei Chotz? In the event that you hold that yesh no l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, so the shchita simen echa was a bona fide shchita. If that's the case, there's no question, b'chotz it's going to be a problem. If you hold eino l'shchita ela l'besoif, so then we say that the shchita simen echa is garnished as a result. As long as the second simen happened bifnim, then in and of itself would be okay. The point is, this person wouldn't Rabbi Chaifa Shchutei Chutz. The Gemara says that as much as Rava held that that would be a good hechatimtza of where the machloikis is, Rabbi Yosef was chaylik. Rabbi Yosef said that in that situation, similar to Rava's cases, that would also not be a tzushtal to this machloikis. And the reason is because if somebody would be shoychet simin echad of a chatos ha'oif b'chutz, that lochas he would be chayef eshchutei chutz, which means that shchita simin echad is considered a ma'isa chashuva, it's considered a shchita chutz, albeit in one area of halacha. Once it's considered a ma'isa chashuva in one area of halacha, we have to now broadly distribute it and say that it's always going to be the same way. It's for that reason, even if you hold ein l'shchita ela b'soif, but shchitas simen echot b'chutz, being that it's a shchita in the parish of chatas oif b'chutz, that would be considered a shchita chutz. Okay, so what then would be the nafkaminas? Rabbi Yosef said, I'll go with your mahalach, Rava. I'll just tweak it a little bit. And that is, in the event that somebody would check the miyut of a simen b'chutz, miyut of a simen b'chutz, you don't find anywhere that the miyut of a simen is an issue. Shechting the miyut of a simen, l'chura, should qualify as shchutei chutz. And it's based on that, in that situation, if you hold yeshnu l'shchita mitchil v'atzoif, so the shchita of the miyut of a simen echad is something. It's mitchil v'atzoif. Anything mitchil v'atzoif is considered shchita. If you hold ein l'shchita el v'atzoif, then it's not. The bottom line is, two cases where everybody agreed is not the machloikis. A third case where there's a machloikis. The bottom line is, what is the hechatimtza that the Gemara gave us? Where it's negeya the machloikis Rabbi Yechon Mish Lakish, it's negeya hashoichet v'amaylo, it's negeya the sugyas of shchutei chutz. Are there other nafkaminas? Of course there are other nafkaminas. We'll see now, behemshech of the Gemara, that the Gemara will entertain other nafkaminas. But the bottom line is, up until this point in the sugya, al kopanim, this is the hechatimsa, this is the nafkamina that the Gemara gives as it relates to this shayla. Now, just to set up the daf is going to be made up, as we'll see, of three components, really three sugyas. The first sugya is a hemshech from what we're learning right now, and that is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the yeshnu l'shchita mechila v'atzoif, ein l'shchita ela b'atzoif. The second part is going to discuss a shoychet that shechted in two or three places. Instead of doing the shchita in one makom, on the Kana and the Veshet, he did it b'shnayim v'shloishim makomis. The third part of the sugya is going to discuss the laws of chalada. It's actually not as long and arduous a daf as it sounds like. By far, the hardest part of the daf is the first part of the daf, which is really behemshech to everything that we just spoke about right now. Just to set it up even more, what the Gemara is going to do in the first part of the daf is ask two kashas. In this machloikis of yeshna l'shchita b'tchila v'atzoif, en l'shchita el b'tzoif, both kashas are from Mishnayis. One is a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah, the other is a Mishnah in Masechtas Psachim. They both be'etzim require background, but we'll do what it is we do. So the background to this first kasha, which is a Mishnah Masechtas Parah Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet is, the halacha is that anybody that was engaged in the process of the Parah Aduma, doesn't matter what aspect of it, the ritual of the Parah Aduma was very intricate, and it involved different components and different kohanim. Every aspect of the Parah Aduma, if somebody was involved in, he became Tameh. And not only did he become Tameh, he has a Tumah Chamura, it's Metameh, even his begotten. The Mishnah that we're about to learn together is going to discuss what happens if there was a psul somewhere in the process of bringing the Parah Aduma. Are the people that were engaged in the Parah Aduma still going to be Tameh, or are they not going to be Tameh? First glance, it would reason to say that in the event that it was brought b'kashrus, okay, so I was involved in a kashrus Parah Aduma, so now you have the halacha, you're going to be Tameh. But avifel, the Parah Aduma was possible anyways, so then why in the world should you be Tameh? That is the background to this Mishnah. Masu Reb Zeira, so Reb Zeira asked the kasha. The Mishnah says, kol asukim b'parah mitchil v'atzoif, any person that's oisik in the Parah Aduma, mitchil v'atzoif, from the first avoid until the last avoid, the mitameh begadim d'halacha, he becomes Tameh. Not only is he Tameh, he's begadim atameh as well. Upaislan oisik b'malach achir. Additionally, if somebody did a malacha with the Parah Aduma during this time, that lach is, it would also disqualify a rabba psul b'shchita. So what would be if a psul happened to the Parah Aduma during the shchita? Bein koydem sula. It doesn't matter if this person was oisik in the Parah far the shchita, pein la'achar psula, or he did it afterwards, and either situation, ain't a matama begadim, it's not going to be matama's begadim. Because to the extent that the shchita was pasul, so it was never a kosher Parah Aduma. If it was never a kosher Parah Aduma, so it doesn't matter if you were oisik before, or if you're going to be Oisik afterwards, Igloy Milsalam Afreya, that this was never a kasha paradum. Baz also, what would be if the paradum became possible at the time of the Hazah? So then, Koidem Sulo, to the extent that somebody was Oisik in it before the Hazah Metame Begadim, that person's going to be Tame. Lacha Psula, but any person that was Oisik in it after the Psul, in a Metame Begadim, then his Begadim are not going to be Tame. In other words, if there was a kosher Shechita, now we could have the Shmuz. And even if a Psul happened later, but at the very least, the baseline is that this was a kasher para aduma. As long as you were oisik in it before it became possible, you're going to be tummy. If the shechita was possible, then it doesn't matter before, after, automatically, you're going to not become tummy. What's the Gemara's kashav? E amrit, yeshnu lo shechita metchil vasoiv. Freit Rav Zeira, if you're going to tell me, yeshnu lo shechita metchil vasoiv, liflig nami b'shechitasa. Why is it so poshut that if the psul happened b'shas the shechita, even a person that was oisik in it before the psul is not going to be tummy? L'chaira, why don't we say that irba psul b'shchita, that in the event that a psul happened in the shchita, then koidim psula mitame begadim la'acha psula ena mitame begadim, that if you were oisik in it before the psul, you should be tame. If you were oisik in it afterwards, you shouldn't be tame. Meaning bishlam, if you're going to tell me ena l'shchita ela l'besayif, so then the way you view shchita in halach is the shchita is at the end. So if it was ira psul be'emtza shchita, it's as if the whole shchita was pasul. So if the whole shchita was pasul, if you don't have a shchita, then that's the halacha. No shchita. It doesn't matter if you were tummy before, you were tummy afterwards, either way, or if you were oisik before, you were oisik afterwards, either way, you're not going to be tummy. If, however, you hold yeshno l'shchita metchila v'atzoif, so that means, even if a psul happens be'emtza shchita, it doesn't mean there was never a shchita. So to the extent that there was a shchita before the psul, and the halach is that once there's a shchita, so now any person that's oisik in the parah aduma is going to become tamei. So why is the halach that unequivocally irba psul b'shchita bein koidim bein la'acher, the halach is enim tamei begadim? What do you mean? You have shchita that took place before the psul. What do you mean? You never had a proper shchita at the end, but yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'atzayv. So bishlam nachamal, if you hold ena l'shchita ela b'sayv. So I understand why the Mishnah is being mechalik in the hazah versus in the shchita. Before the hazah, after the hazah, there's makom lechalik. But in the shchita alein, there's no makom lechalik. L'chura, the Gemara's argument is that if you started the shchita and be'emtza hashchita the psul happened, you should say that any person that was oisik, at the very least, before the psul took place in the shchita, should be considered tameh, because there was a shchita. Which shchita? The mikzah shchita of yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'atzayif. But the Gemara said very poshut the terrace. Amar Rava, Rava said, neskalkul shchitu ka'amrit. You're asking a kasha, say yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'atzayif. When the shchita be'emtza shchita became neskalkul, shani hasam, gloi milsam afreid, lav shchita yiklan. This is a poshut terrace and a poshut havana in understanding the shchita of yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'atzayif. Although it's true, there is a shchita's Rabbi Yochanan, yeshnu l'shchita mitchila, but that only is true once you finish the shchita. So if you had a good kosher shchita, then we say l'mafreya, the shchita started as soon as you started the shchita. But if you never make it to the end, then the mikzah shchita is nothing. Yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'asayif means a mikzah shchita of a fartig shchita is a shchita, but a mikzah of nothing is obviously not going to be anything. Therefore, if the psul happened be'emtza shchita, you can reckon the mikzah shchita of fire the psul as being a yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'asayif. So who said this teretz Rava? Whose kasha was he answering? Rav Zeira. Amar Rava. So Rava did what he often does. The amount of signuns that you have in Rav and Shas are fascinating, right? So Rava turns around after he was miyash Rav Zeira's kasha, and he said, "E kasha li, ha kasha li." Rav Zeira's kasha is not a kasha. It's neskalkel shchita ka'amrit, no shaychis. But let me tell you what I think is a kasha. And my kasha, Rava said from this Mishnah, is actually not according to the mandama that holds yeshen l'shchita mitchila v'asayif, but just the opposite. It's a kasha according to the mandama that holds ein l'shchita el b'asayif. According to that mandama, lifloig behechshera de para. Why did the Mishnah not also differentiate and be mechalik with regards to the people that are oisik in the parah aduma in a situation where the parah is kosher? What's the case? Kigoyim deshachtu betray gavri. In a situation where there were two people that shechted, the gavra kama loy metama, the first person would not be tameh, the gavra basra metama, and the second person would be tameh. In other words, Rava looked at the Mishnah and Rava saw that the objective, the mission statement of the Mishnah was to tell me that even though high level, any person that's Isaac in the Parah Aduma is automatically going to be Tameh, but it's not always the case. In fact, there are times that some people, yes, some people not. What's the Hecha Timtza? If the Parah Aduma came possible B'Sha'as Hazah, any person that was Isaac fired the psal is going to be Tameh. Any person that was Isaac knocked the psal is not going to be Tameh. Then the Mishnah said this is only true if the psal happened in Azah, but if the psal happened in the Shechita, then already not. Rava said, if the objective of the Mishnah is to give me a Hecha Timtza where some of the Iskim are going to be Tameh, some of the Iskim are not Tameh, I have a Hecha Timtza where you can give me this Nafkamina. It doesn't involve any psal, but at the same time, it would definitely be an add-on to the Mishnah. What would be the Hecha Timtza? The Hecha Timtza would be if there were two people that did the Shechita. So one person started the Shechita and the other person finish the Shechita. If you hold Eina L'Shechita Ela L'Besayif, so the first person didn't really do anything because Eina L'Shechita Ela L'Besayif, so I don't think that person should be Tameh. The second person should be Tameh because he did do something. What did he do? He finished the Shechita. So Freik Rava, Ikashli, Hakashli, how come the Mishnah didn't go ahead and tell me this halacha? Why did the Mishnah say I have another Hecha Timtza with one Isaac yeah, one Isaac not? No, you do a psal. It was all done by Kashrus. And it's in the Shechita. Not in Daza even. It's in the Shechita. One person started, the other person finished it. Said Rava, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me Yeshno L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzayif, then I understand. Because they're both considered to have done a Shechita. They're both Oiskim in the Paraduma. But if Eina L'Shechita El L'Besayif, then Freik to Rava, Liflik Bech Sheira De Para. So Rava told Reb Zeira, not only is your Kasha from the Mishnah in Para not a Kasha on the man, Dama Yeshno L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzayif, Ikashali, Hakashali, I'd rather think there's a Kasha from this Mishnah on the man, Dama that holds Eina L'Shechita El L'Besayif. Either way, the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef heard Rava's and he said, Trey Gavri Bechad Zivcha Kamrit. So what kind of kasha is this? You're asking a kasha that the Mishnah Masechtas Parah should tell me a Hecha Timtza with some oiskim, yes, some oiskim not, and the Hecha Timtza is where you had Trey Gavri Bechad Zivcha. We have two shechtim shechtim, one zevach, bar minei dahi, that's not a good sushta. You know why? The Tonino, because it's a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? The Mishnah said, it says that Tizbach, and we learn from there, not a Mishnah b'raiso, right? You can't have two people shechting one zevach. Tizbachu, what do we learn from there? That you can have one person shechting two zvachim. Amar Rav Kahana said, we spoke a lot about this yesterday, and the reason is because Tizbachay uksiv, without the vav, yeshem l'mesayris. But the bottom line is, when it comes to kachim, the loch is you're not allowed to have two people shecht zevach echad. So said Rabbi Yosef, what kind of kasha is that? You want the Mishnah to tell me two people are shechting the Parah Aduma? You can't have two people shecht the Parah Aduma. Because by kachim, there's a din. Shlayu shnayim shechtim zevechach. Now, what does that have to do with kachim? So we know the answer. Because when it comes to Parah Aduma, chatos kai rachmano. So we know the Parah Aduma is always treated as kachim. So by kachim, you can't have two shechtim. That's not a kasha. So Rabbi Yosef went after Rava. Abaya, who usually goes after Rava, but apparently if Rav Yosef is going after Rava, so then my Balplukta is actually my friend, right? So Amalei Abaya turns to Rav Yosef and he says, Lav Itmar Allah, you can't ask a kasha from that price, so you know why? Because Omer Rabba Babracham Rabbi Yechan has said the name of the great Rabbi Yechan. So Devi Rabba Lazar Rab Shimin Stimta, that's the sheet of Lazar Rab Shimin Stimta. Avachacham, Amid Chacham, Amol Shnaim Sheikhlim Zavachachat. I mean, everybody holds that two are not let a shecht. So, what do you mean? The Rava's taina is still a good taina. You're right. Koin to Rav Lazar Reb Shimon Stimta, it's not a taina. But what about the Chachamim? Koin to Chachamim, the Mishnah and Parah could have said it. So Rava's still asking God. And by the way, Abaya added another kinetic. The Blaz Reb Shimon Nami. And even according to Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, Liflag, I still would have a kasha. Because how come the Mishnah didn't say the following chilak? Going to Shachat Chad Gavra, Bishnei Sudarim. A situation where there was one person and he shechted with two sudarim. He was wearing a sudar, right? A kapaluch, a yarmulke, whatever. He was wearing something on his head. The sudar kama loy metama. The first sudar is not going to be tameh if you hold in l'shechita l'besayif for sudar basar metama. That is going to be tameh. In other words, Rava's kasha is a good kasha even if you hold that two Shoichtim can't Shecht. You know what? Because I'll give you the same exact nafkamina. We have one Shoichit, one Zevach, that's not an issue, but he wore two kapalaches. There's no Brisa, no Yeshem Lemesiris that tells me that you have to wear the same Yamlika, the same Shtreimel from the beginning of the Shechit of the Paraduma to the end of the Shechit of the Paraduma. If you want to switch in between, that's something that you're very much allowed to do. And I feel Hachil Chayr would happen nafkamina. Because if you want to be Mechalik in the Oiskim, now this is not in the Oiskim, this is in the Begodim, but if you're looking to be Mechalik, I could still be Mechalik. I could have a Hechatim, so according to Madama that holds in the Shechit of between the first Sodor and the second Sodor. So I think Rava's Kasha would be a Kasha anyways. Again, Rava said, E Kasha li ha Kasha li. And it's not on the Mandama that holds that Yesh no l'shchita b'tchila b'tzoif. It's a Kasha on the Mandama that holds in l'shchita ala b'tzoif. What's the Kasha? L'chayra, have a hechatimsa to be mechalik in the oiskim. What would be the case? The case would be where there were two people. The first person is Enel Shechidel Basayif, he didn't do anything. The second person is going to be Tommy. Kunzakim Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef says, what do you mean? Chattis Kai Rachman, you can't have two Shechidim when it comes to the Parah Adumo. Amalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Shtei Tshuvas Bedavar. Shtei Tshuvas, and what Rabbi Yosef said, two Tshuvas. Abai is going to war to defend Rav, to explain Rav's kasha. Number one, you're only being doichim based on Rav Reb Shimon Stimta, but according to Chachamim, it's not a Tichoy, so you can't just deflect it if according to the Chum, the Kasha is a Kasha. And besides, I don't think Rava meant that case. There's other cases as well. And the other case would happen after me, not feel according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Stimta. Because I have a Chetimsa with this one Sheikhin and two Kapalaches. Ella, bottom line is, Abaya said that as it relates to Rabbi Yosef's Ikka Kasha, let me answer the Kasha anyways. I'll answer a little bit differently. The Teretz must be that at the end of the day, the objective of that Mishnah Masechtas Parah was not to tell me Hechatimsa is where one Oisik is Tameh, the other Oisik is not Tameh. That wasn't the objective. That's not the mission statement. The mission statement was a Hechatimsa with the Parah Aduma became Pasul. I want to know what's the halacha. That's what's going on over there. What we're discussing is Psula. And the mission is being Mechalik if the Psul happened B'Shas Shechita or if the psul happened b'shas the hazah. If the objective was we have several oiskim and some are going to be tamei, some are not going to be tamei, then we would have brought it on shnei shoichtim, shnei sudarim, right? Then these things would have all been applicable. But that was never the objective, and yes, that was never the objective. So it's actually a very interesting gemara, because what we have over here is a shailin damayrom. What's the objective of the mishnah? And a chabsa nafkamina. It's not just in the presentation. It's not just in the clarkite, but a chabsa nafkamina. What the objective of the mishnah is to know if you're allowed to ask a kasha, hakash, yikashali, hakashali. I mean, ad kedei kach, Rava understood the mission statement of the Mishnah one way, and he had a kasha on Rish Lakish's sheet of Enel Shechidel B'Soif, which is a sheet that has global ramifications. Abai told him that's not the mission statement of the Mishnah, and if that's not the mission statement of the Mishnah, then you're not going to have those implications. So knowing Pashit, the setup, the intro, the precap and recap of a Mishnah, mamash chapsa nafkamina, sometimes it's sugis that are imdeb rumesh aloyim. Abai Rava mamash arguing, what is the objective of the Tana of this Mishnah? It's a question we have to ask ourselves whenever we learn. And you sit down to learn a Mishnah. What's the objective? L'may nafkamina mamash yesh l'shchit b'chit v'asoyv and shchel b'soyv v'n muslam nishu sugis and shas. Either way, this concludes the first question. And this machloik is Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Again, it was from a Mishnah in Parah. Rabbi Zeira had a kasha on the man that holds Yeshen l'shchitim b'tchilav atzoif. Rava had a kasha on the man that holds Ein l'shchitim al b'tzoif. With this chikava takeaway from this discussion. The second question, as we mentioned, is from a Mishnah Masechtas Psachim. And this also requires an introduction. This introduction is really some heavy kachin. And that is, there's a loisa say in the Torah. It says, loisishchat al chametz dam zifchi. The Torah says, you're not allowed to shech dam zifchi, not allowed to bring a carbon while you have chametz in your house. Kipshutai, the pasuk is talking about the carbon Pesach. And there's a halacha that if a person has chametz, not only is he over all the surei chametz, bayirah, bayimatzi, tashbisu, but if he brings the carbon Pesach in that zman, he's over another loisase. Loisishchat al chametz dam zifchi. Stating that, the Gemara says that this iser of loisishchat al chametz dam zifchi is not only true regarding the carbon Pesach. Dam zifchi means any one of my carbonas. You can't bring a carbon on Pesach to the extent that you're being over the iser chametz. Now, that's Pashat. That the only time a person would be over the Isra, le'sishchat al chametz dam zifchi, is if the carbon that he's bringing is a kasher carbon. This is a little counterintuitive. If the carbon that he's bringing is pasul, You're bringing a carbon that you're not supposed to bring, or you're bringing a carbon that you're supposed to bring, but you're bringing it in the wrong way. So then the halacha is, being that the carbon was not a real carbon, the shechita wasn't a kosher shechita, so memele you fadin that you're not over the isle, shechita chom is dam zivchi. So usually when you bring it in the wrong way, that's when you get the klop. In this sugya, it's counterintuitive. If you bring it in the right way, oh, why do you bring a kosher carbon? If you bring it in the wrong way, so, okay. So, I didn't do an iser, at least I didn't do an iser of leisishchat al chomitz dam zivchi, kachim de geisurim, that's something that I would have to worry about. So this is the poshet background. Specifically, this Mishnah is going to be discussing someone who brought a carbon Pesach on Yontif. So he brought the carbon Pesach on Yontif. When are you supposed to bring the carbon Pesach? Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach, Bein Arbaim. He went ahead and he brought it on Pesach itself. The shaila is he going to be over the Isser Leisishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, or is it not going to be over the Isser Leisishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi? Now, what's the immediate Marim Makim that comes to mind? If somebody brings a carbon Pesach on Yontif, we know that Allah is a Pesach Shalei Bezmanei is a Shlomim. Moisar Pesach is Shlomim. There's a whole bunch of different examples of what a Moisar Pesach is. But for sure, a Pesach Shalei Bezmanei is considered a carbon Shlomim. So with that in mind, Zokt the Heilige Gemara, Mosiv Rav Idi Bar Oven. So Rav Idi Bar Oven asked the Kasha, and this is going to be a Kasha on the Manda Amar that holds Eino L'shchita El B'Soyv Shittas Reish Lakish. The Mishnah says, Uben Moyed, in the event that on Yontif itself, somebody went ahead and he brought a carbon Pesach while he had Chametz. So the Lach is like this, Lishmoy, if he brought the Pesach Lishma, Potter, he's going to be Potter from Malkis for the love of L'shchita Tal Chametz Dam Zivchi. And the reason is because a Pesach, l'shem Pesach, shaloi bezman Pesach, is a Pesach that's posel. Being that the Pesach is posel, he wasn't over the isser l'sishchat. And if that's the case, potter from Malkus for that isser. Shaloi l'shmoi, if however he brought it, shaloi l'shmoi, dainu, he brought it, Rashi says, l'shem shlomim. In that case, chayev, the halach is that he's going to be chayev. Why? Because to the extent that he brought it l'shem shlomim, now it is a shlomim, and a shlomim you're allowed to bring on Pesach. If that's the case, you brought a kosher carbon. A kosher carbon. When you have chametz, that's l'sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. But before we see what this has to do with the man dama that holds enel shchita el b'soyv, the Gemara gives us a lot more background. The Bnei Yeshiva, when they heard this Mishnah and they learned it tazamen, they had the following question. Time of the shaloi l'shma. It sounds like the only time this person is going to be chayiv is when he brings it shaloi l'shma, because then it's a shlomim. Ha-stama. What would bring if he brought it stama? So he didn't bring it l'shem Pesach. He also didn't bring it l'shem shlomim. He brought it stama. It sounds like potter. It sounds like in that instance, he's going to be potter from Malkus. And the Bnei Yeshiva asks, man, my potter, why is he potter? Pesach b'shayim moysa shana shlomim hu. If Pesach b'shayim moysa shana shlomim, so why is it only considered a shlomim if you had a mind l'shem shlomim? Even stumba. Meaning, if you had a mind l'shem Pesach, then I understand why it shouldn't be a shlomim. But to the extent that it was stumba, if Pesach b'shayim mois hashana, there's this automatic din that it's a shlomim. So why do I have to be mechavim l'shem shlomim for it to be a shlomim, to be chayiv? L'chayra, even if it was stumba, it should be the same thing. So the Bnei Yeshiva said, oh, shmami, no, you know, you see from here, Pesach b'shayim mois hashana b'yakira. That as much as it's true that Pesach b'shayim mois hashana is a shlomim, but it's only if you yakir, but if you said, no, there's no raya. Nizraka mi pi chabura. We were learning the chabura, and let me tell you what came, emerged from the chabura. Nizraka, right? When you're learning kachim, that's a pun. Nizraka mi pi chabura v'amru, and the Bnei Yeshiva said that, no. Loilam, I'll tell you that Pesach b'shayim moysa shana is loy boy akira. It doesn't require akira. And if that's the case, be'etzem, if somebody would bring a Pesach b'shayim mois hashana stama, it would automatically be a shlomim. And if that's the case, if b'moyet somebody would bring a Pesach stama, it should really be a shlomim. And if that's the case, it's a kosher hakrava. And if it's a kosher hakrava, it should be chayiv for this list. From the Mishnah, it's mavur, not that way. From the Mishnah, it's mavur, shaloi l'shma chayiv, but stomach, you're going to be potter. Because the Mishnah is talking about a specific kim. With the baal of this Pesach, the owner of this Pesach, was a tamei meis. This person just got bumped to Pesach sheni. Being that this person got bumped to Pesach sheni, so this carbon Pesach even though now it's Shaloi Bezmanoi, but it's still a Pesach. You know why? Because he needs to bring in a couple of weeks. He's going to have to bring the Pesach Sheni. Azaz Nord Karban Pesach, the Stomel Lishmoikoi. It's considered a Karban Pesach in the Matzav of Lishma, Vahayu the Bayakira. And that's the Echetins we're going to need Akira. Ha'achle Bayakira, but ordinarily not. The only reason you need Akira over here is because this person has a Chiv on Yudalit Ear to go ahead and bring a Karban Pesach, albeit a Pesach Sheni. So for him, it's not considered Shaloi Bezmanoi on the level where you wouldn't even need an Akira. So lo yulam, you wouldn't need an Akira. The only reason you need an Akira over here, because unless you're mechaven l'shem shlomo, we still see it as a Pesach, and if you still see it as a Pesach, it's a Pesach shloi bezmanoi, because as much as you need the Pesach for your dalad ir, it's not your dalad ir now, it's chol my Pesach. So right now it's shloi bezmanoi, and being that it's shloi bezmanoi, it's puzzle. If it's puzzle, you potter counterintuitively on the level, it's tzitzchat al chombeit. Either way, this is the exchange, and this is the hakdama to the kasha. So again, Mosiv now Ravi Di Barabin based on this hakdama, and he said, "Yeah, I'm a pishloim yeshnu l'shchid b'tchilu atzlay pishloim." You're going to tell me that the loch is yeshnu l'shchita b'tchilu v'atzoyf, that the shchita starts mamish b'tchilu sashchita. Well, if that's the case, if soleim b'tchilu shchita, as soon as this person starts shechting, the carbon automatically becomes pasul. And if that's the case, then I understand this halacha. Eli amrit en l'shchita el b'soif. But if you're going to tell me that en l'shchita el b'soif, and any psul that happens in a shchita, I only reckon the soif, because the tchila, I don't really care what happened. Well, if that's the case, then why is it that in the event that a person shechted this carbon pesach b'stam, during this interim period, we're going to view it as if it's a Pesach Shaloi Bezmanoi, because you need it for Pesach Sheni, and therefore you're going to be potter for the lav of Leis Tishchat. Why don't we say, Kiven the Shachat Beporta, as soon as you shechted a little bit, you started doing the Shechita, now at that point you aren't over yet to Issel Leis Tishchat. Why not? Because the Issel Leis Tishchat you're not over until the Besaif. So if that's the case, itchile at that point mi Pesach. But at the same time, a kosher carbon Pesach, it can't be. Why can't it be a kosher carbon Pesach? Again, kiven the shachet beporta, once you shecht a little bit, itchile mi Pesach, at that point, you'll never be able to bring it as a carbon Pesach. As soon as you shecht simen echad, let's say, you can be able to bring it as a carbon Pesach. What, this animal's going to stay around? What's it going to do? It's going to wait for you for 3.5 weeks till you shecht the second simen, and like, is he going to be able to bring it as a Pesach Sheni? Avada, that's not something you're going to be able to do. And if that's the case, idach kishkos shachet, so at that point, as soon as you do that shecht the simen echad, it's not a Pesach Sheni anymore. So if that's the case, when you go ahead and you shecht the second simen, shlomen kashachet, min astam, it should automatically be a shlom. The Gemara's kasha is, this whole business that be'etzem a Pesach shaloi bezmanoi afilu on Akira is a shlom. The only reason you need Akira in this mission over here, Mesachtes Pesachim, is because you had to bring the Pesach Sheni. So that means as long as I could bring it as a Pesach Sheni, I could still say that I need an Akira. But the minute I can't bring it as a Pesach Sheni, at that point I do need an Akira. Well, if that's the case, I think this whole thing is doch mufrach minei obey. Because the minute I do the shchit of the first simen, at that point I can't bring it as a Pesach Sheni anymore. How am I going to bring it as a Pesach Sheni in 3 weeks? It's not a possibility. So if that's the case, automatically it should become a situation where it's a shlamim. And if that's the case, then in a case of stoma, it should be kosher, and if that's the case, I should be chayiv. The whole teretz falls off. Again, the Gemara is trying to figure out why stoma is the halacha that you're going to be potter. Why stama is that lacha that you're going to be potter? L'chayr stama, you should be chayit. Because stama, we should view it as a shlamim. So the Gemara says, oh, must be, because you need an akira to make it a shlamim. The Gemara says, no. L'aylam, you don't need an akira to make it into a shlamim. The only reason that you're going to be potter is because in this situation, you need an akira. In this situation, you need an akira. Why in this situation do you need an akira? Because otherwise, you can bring this Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, no. The minute you shecht the first simen, at that point, it's not a Pesach Sheni anymore. It can't be brought. So that second, the switch flips. Before you shechted the first simen, you were right. But the minute you shechted the first simen, at that point, it couldn't have been brought anymore as a Pesach Sheni. And if that's the case, now it has to be a shlamim. And if that's the case, memela should be a shlamim. And if memela it's a shlamim, if that's the case, you should be chayiv. So why is halacha yipata? So Rav Idi Bar Avin said like this: Bishloim, if you're going to tell me yeshnu l'shchina betchilah v'atzoyif, if that's the halacha, so that's not a kasha. You know why? Because the minute you shecht the first simon, you're already over the iser. And before you shechted the first simon, it was right to be brought as a pesach sheni. So if that's the case, at that point, right now, this is something that needs an akir in order for it to be brought as a shlamin. So we're reckoning the tchilas hashchita. But if you're going to tell me ein l'shchita al v'sayif, you can't reckon the tchilas hashchita. So at the end of the day, you're going to end up in the same place. But the Gemara said, Amalei Abaya. Abaya told him, it's not such a taina. Because you're tiny, that once you shech the first simin, at that point, it's nitcha from being a Pesach. Right? Because how are you going to bring this a carbon Pesach? So I'm a male, it should automatically be a shlamin. It's true, it's nitcha from being brought as a Pesach. Because once you shech the first simin, you can't bring it as a carbon Pesach anymore. But you could still be poided and use the money to bring a carbon Pesach. So I still see it as a Pesach. If I still see it as a Pesach, it still needs an Akira in order for it to be treated as a Shlam. Just to explain this a little bit better. Ordinarily, you can't be paid to Kachem. But once it has a Mum, it's Psulim HaMikdash, it could be paid it. The minute you shech the Simen Echad, Zogun the Rishonim, Elecha Mum G'day L'mizu. So at that point, it's Psulim HaMikdash, and therefore you can be paid it. The money is viewed as the May Pesach, and therefore you need the Akira mitzat the May Pesach Shabbat. The Gemara just adds one Knech. V'chitem Yotami Bayam Adavar Racha. How can you be paid this Psulim HaMikdash? Don't you always need a mother of aracha? So posh, when you think of a mother of aracha, you think the animal, you know, needs to put on a suit and a tie. It has to stand in front of Bezdin, and they're going to determine. So how could this animal doesn't look like it's in the frame of mind right now to have an a mother of aracha? But the Gemara says it's not a kasha because batnan. We learned in the Mishnah shachap ashnayim oirev shnayim vadayin him mefarcheses. If you do a shchita and it's still mefarches areik a chay lechol varel, it's considered alive. And one of the areas that this is true is regarding a mother of aracha. So you see that's not an ishnu as it relates to a mother of aracha. The bottom line is, you have no raya. So the second kasha was from the Mishnah, in Masechtas Pesachim, but at the end of the day, the Gemara was daicha. And this concludes the first part of today's daf. So let's jump right into part two. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Hashoichet b'shnayim v'shloishim makayim. If somebody shechts an animal in two or three places, shechitas ekshered halach is, the shechita is going to be kosher. Kamita kamei de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said that I said over this halach to Shmuel. So we know Rav Yehuda learned by Rav and then by Shmuel. So this was something he was makabel from Rav. He then went to Shmuel and he told him what he heard. Amali, Rav Yehuda said, Shmuel told me, be'inon shchita mefayras. You have to have a shchita that's megula, where it's nicker, veleka, and you don't have it in a case where the shchita was in shnai v'shloish mekoymes, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. The Gemara says, "V'af Rab Shimon ben Lakish sava be'inon shchita mefayras." Rab Shimon ben Lakish also said you need a shchita mefayras. I'm Rab Shimon ben Lakish. I'm not shchita mefayras. How do you know shchita has to be mefayras? Because the pasuk says, "Chetz shachut l'shoinam mir madiber." Rashi says the makar is that we compare shchita to a chetz, and just like a chetz, when it goes through something, it does it in one shot, doesn't do it b'shnayim v'shloishim mekaymes. So too, shchita has to be in one place. It can't be b'shnayim v'shloishim mekaymes. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, Hashoichet b'shnayim v'shloishim mekaymes shchitas ikshera. Shmuel said, be'inot shchita mefayras v'leko, it's not okay. Rish Lakish said the same thing. If you take a look at Rashi and Tosfos, and certainly if you go through the Rishonim a little bit, there's a huge machloikis, what this halacha means. It's interesting. It's a very basic halach in Hilchas Shechita, and nobody seems to know 100%. There's no accepted consensus in terms of what exactly the definition of this is. Rashi, the way the Achronim understand Rashi, seems to say that the case was as follows. The case was where the Shechit did a little bit of a Shechita, then he went and Shechted Roiv in one place, and then again, he did a little bit of a shechita. The halacha is, according to Rav Yehuda Marav, it's going to be kosher. But according to Shmuel, it's not going to be kosher. Now, what's the reason it shouldn't be kosher? I mean, we understand why it should be kosher. He did a little incision, but then he did a geshmak incision. Then he did a little incision. Down me, they did two little incisions. The middle incision was perfect. So the Achronim explained that what Rashi understood was, is that when you do a shechita, we saw already, Beis HaShechita is mirvach ravach, right? It expands. So we're concerned that the two side incisions are going to expand, and what they're going to do is, they're going to expand into the middle incision, and take that middle incision and close it up. And what you're going to end up with is no place on the Kan and the Veshet, where you're going to have a Shechita Mefayras, where it's going to be Nikar and Megula, that you did a proper Shechita. Now you chap, that's what happened, and the Sheikh is telling you that's what happened. You could have two Edom telling you that's what happened. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be Nikar. You know why? Because the Mirvach Ravach of the side incisions close the middle, and you're going to end up having an issue. Tosfos, brings from the She'iltis, that the She'iltis said a little bit more pashat. The She'iltis said that what happened over here was, is the person went and he shechted a little bit, and then a little bit, and then a little bit, around Rav Hekefoy of the Kana and the Veshet. If you add up all the incisions, you end up with a Rav. But Lameisa, it's not all in one spot. And you have the Rav Mitzad Echad. It's not in one spot, Mitzad Sheni. So that's the Shail over here. Is it going to be kashrus or not going to be kashrus? Even the Rav says, I don't care. As long as they add up to Rav, it's going to be fine. Essentially, what Shmuel is saying is, I need it in one place. In Rashi's case, you had it in one place. What happened was, La'achar HaMaisa, it all got a little messed up. But according to the She'iltis, the way Tosis brings it, okay, that case was when you never had it in one shot, and that's good for the Shaila. Is that going to be? Is that not going to be? Okay, either way, the Gemara is going to be mafalf a little bit in this Shaila. Masnif Rabbi Loza asked the Kasha from a Mishnah, look how much, two people that were holding on to a sakin, v'shoichdin, and shechta. Even if one was a little bit higher, and the second was a little bit lower, meaning one is like closer to the head, and the other one's closer down to the chest. Shchitasik sheira, the shchita is going to be ikasha. Freit the Gemara, kasha, amai, voleka, shchita mefairas. How do you have shchita mefairas? In other words, the Gemara understands that the case of Shnayim Oichsim Misakin was talking about where each person was holding on to his own knife. And it sounds like one person shechti from the top, one person shechti from the bottom. It's very good. You got it all, it sounds like. Two people, b'dievet, kachim, is kosher. But isn't this a classic, a sheichet b'shnayim v'shloishim b'koymes? And you see mefurish that it's kosher. So it's a mefurish of Mishnah that you don't need a shechitim mefeiras. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Torah Rabbalazim, Mishnah b'sakinech, it's not the case. The case is not talking about where the shechit was in two places, where it was two knives, he did a little memaila, he did a little memata. The case was talking about where there was one knife, two people were holding on to the knife, and they one held it a bissel hech, the other was holding it a little bit lower, and they shechted it in one shot. Like this, it's one big shechita that's really in one place. Two knives sounds like it's in two places. One knife, okay, it's one incision. It's just two people holding on to it, one a little bit higher and the other one a little bit lower. Amalei Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said, Ihachi, oi bazoi, how do you understand the following price? And this price was a comment on the Allah of the Mishnah. Hainu detani Allah, how do you understand the price? It says, Ein chayshin shem yit. That you're allowed to do this and you're not worried that maybe one person is going to make the other person's shechita into a shechita's treif. What's the kash? Yeah, if we're talking about not just two people, but two knives, shapir, that I understand, the chash treif. What's the chash? The chash is no one person's going to do enough and you might end up making it a treif, right? Meaning you might end up where they two of them together didn't finish the shear. Ella, but if you're going to tell me, meaning Mao the Tema, the Gemara explains, you would have thought Lechish Duma Samchi Adadi, each person is going to be Saimach on the other one, Vahaila Yosilim Ebedruba, Vahaila Yosilim Ebedruba, and you're going to end up that you're not going to have the proper share. So that's a good chashash. Kamash Mon, the Inchoshin that we're not worried. Eli, if you're going to tell me Psachin Echosh Nebi Adam, if you're going to tell me something about one Sakin, Hay Inchoshin Shami Yitrifuzel, they're working together, they're working in tandem. I don't think there's a chashash that I'm relying on you and you're relying on me. Fakared, it's Ishes Reyeu Yazoiru, Ulachavi Amichazak. Working together. What would the chash be? I'll tell you a decent chash. Yeah, maybe it's going to be done hadrasa. Meaning, you have to be very careful how you do the motions. If I'm controlling it, if I have 100% shlita on what's going on, then I don't have to be worried. Two people, there could be a chash, shema yudroisu. So from the fact that the price has said the chash and shema yitrafu, not shema yudroisu, isn't that a raya? It must be two knives. And if it's two knives, what do you see? Shnai v'shloishim akarimis is going to be kosher. But only Rabbi said, that's true if the gears and the price is that we're chaya shema yitrafu. Tini, ein chayshin shema yudroisu zelza. It's a price, so you could always do an edit. Right, you could be doichet bekash, and if that's the case, that's your way. Must Rabbi Abin asked another kasha from a brisa. Shachadas haveshet, right? Shachadas haveshet. Lemato, in the event that somebody shechted the veshet, lemato, meaning closer to the body, farther from the head, that's a kana lemalo, and he shechted the kana, he shechted the trachea closer to the head. Oh yes, aveshel lemalo, that's a kana lemalo. You did in the reverse. Shechitasik sheret, Allah is the shechita is going to be kosher. Amai voleka, shechita mefiras. You don't have shechita mefiras. Now this is interesting because you could have thought that the whole issue of shechita mefiras is in each individual semen. Right? So each siman has to be a shechita mefiras. Over here, you shechted the veshet over here and the kon over there. As long as the vet shed is mefiras and the kana is mefiras, you would think that would be okay. But you see from Rab Abin's question that if you hold the unit shechita mefiras, even the two simonim tzizamin have to be mefiras. But either way, the Gemara said, "Hu moisavam mefaraklo." Rab Abin asked the kash. Rab Abin gave the answer, and he said, "The shechita asuyik kumis." The case is talking about now with these two incisions. It's one incision. It's asua ki kumis. Rashi says it's bishipua. It's on a slant, and the point is it starts on the top and it slants its way down towards the bottom, so the top of the vesha to the bottom of the kana, or vice versa. But the point is, it is mefiras. As a result, you have no raya. Look, the Gemara Maisa, a postscript. Hu tura. There was a shar. The ishcha v'shnayim v'shloishim akaymas. It had a shchita and happened in two or three places. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. So Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel, who was the son of Marta. Pash, there's a woman's name, by the way. Shaka mishufri shufri. And he says, oh, I want the filet mignon. I want the best of the best, right? He went and he took the shufri shufri. Amalei Reb Zeirus saw what Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta did. And he told him, limadetonu rabbeinu. While you doing this, I'm learning a maaser rav. Right, I'm learning an unbelievable maaser from this. What is that? That mishnah seinu, that our mishnah, that said, shnayim oichsen besakim v'shoichten. Well, we had a shmooze earlier. What's the case? Is it two people holding one knife? Or is it two people holding two knives? If the two people are holding two knives, that would be a raya that if someone shechts b'shnayim v'shloishim akoymes, it's going to be okay. The Gemara was doich, you have no raya that the halach is you could check b'shnayim v'shloishim akoymes from the mishnah, because maybe they're holding on to one knives. But from the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta went and he was shokel mishufri shufri, so Rabbi Zeira told him, I just don't shine in a mishnah. So he saw a gadol hadar sit down to eat a piece of flesh, shufri the shufri, and he said, oh, from there I see pshan in a mishnah. B'shnei sakin b'shnei bnei adam. Because if it's kosher, despite the fact the shechita happened b'shnayim v'shloishim akoymes, must be succumbed from that mishnah or al kaponim, that's probably pshan in this mishnah, or for sure you could learn pshat in the mishnah like that. So the bottom line is, now I have a pshat in the mishnah, and that is shnei sakinim u'shnei bnei adam. And this concludes the second part of the way easier than the first. We almost don't even have to exhale. Way easier than the first part of the daf, and that is it okay to shech v'shnayim v'shloishim akoymes or not? And really, what does it boil down to? How to learn a mishnah gishmak. It boils down, the mishnah says, hashoich shnayim oichsen besakim v'shoichten shchitasik sheira. Is it two people holding one knife? Two people holding two knives. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi, part three. Hechlid es nasakin bein simen l'simen. If somebody did chalada, he borrowed the knife in between the simonim, upsakai, and then he went and he shechted the simen. Psula d'alach is, it's going to be possible. Tachas ha'ar. If he borrowed it, not underneath the simen, but he borrowed it underneath the ar of the behema, ksheira, then the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. So one of the five halachas on Moshe Mitzrayim is chalada. Now it's actually interesting, because chalada is a mishnah, and it's a mishnah coming up in the next few daf. And so we're going to really learn the sugya of chalada in the next few days. This is almost being brought here, shaloi b'mkoymai. I'm showing him why it's even being brought here. But the bottom line is that what Rav Yehuda Marav said was that chalada, which means that you're not allowed to have the sakin covered at the time that you're doing the shechita. So if the sheikhet takes the sak and he sticks it into the animal, and now he's going to go, he's going to shech the simen. So if he was hechlid bein simen l'simen, which means that the sakin is covered by the simen, then the halacha is, if he shecht in that way, it's going to be possible. But if it's not covered by the trachea, the esophagus, it's not covered by one of the organs, you just put it underneath the ar, underneath the skin, right? If you're not too squeamish, try to visualize this. So then the halach is ksheir, it's going to be kosher. And the reason is, the simen is considered a kisoy. The ur is not considered a kisoy. The Gemara says, my kamashbon, I don't even know what the chiddush is. First things first. The first halacha, hechled es hasakim beit simen l'simen upaskoy psula. It's a mefurish a mishnah, tanino, taf lamed beis amed aleph, oishe hechled es hasakim tachas hasheini. In the event that the sheikhet went ahead and he shechted the first simen properly. And then when he kriched into the first simen, he put the knife underneath the other simen, upsakai, and he went ahead and he shechted it. Rabbi Sheva v'aymer, Rabbi Sheva said nevela, the animal's going to be nevela. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a treifa. Rabbi Akiva said it's going to be treifa. So the idea that hechled es hasakim in simen l'simen upsakai, it's mamashim before mishnah. The case of the mishnah was where he shechted the first one, right, because he had to get the knife in. So he shechted it properly, and then he kriched underneath it, and he shechted the second one. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yehuda Amarav had to say this. Chaloyim Maslinson, had we only had the Mishnah, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Mil Matala Maila. The only time Chalada is an issue is if you go in, and then when you shech the other Simen B'Chalada, you're going upwards. If, however, the Ka'ava Derech Shechita, and the reason is because that's not considered Derech Shechita. Ava Mamala Lamata, the Ka'ava Kederech Shechita, that is a Derech Shechita. Emesh HaPadam, I would have thought it's okay. Kamash Malon, that's... So really, that first part of the Rehuda Merav's memra that Hechler as Asakim Beit Simen L'Simen Upaskoi D'Alach is Psula, it's coming to teach me that not only if you went Milmata L'Maila, that's the Mishnah, but even if you went Milmata L'Maila, that as well. Now, what was the second thing Rehuda Merav said? That if it was Tachas Ha'ar, that's going to be shared. Now, that's not a Mefurish Mishnah. So, that's something that for sure Rehuda Merav has a right to say. The Gemara never asked that's Tanina, right? The Tanina was on the first thing that he said. But the Gemara says that as it relates to Tachas Ha'ar K'sheiros, Ok, the Gemara, Bei Rav Amri, in the Yeshiva of Rav, they used to say it a little bit differently. They used to say Tachas Ha'ar in Yodea. So, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, right? In the name of Rav, that Tachas Ha'ar is going to be K'sheiro. In the Yeshiva of Rav, they actually were less sure. Says the Gemara, Ibay Luhu, the Meneshiv had a Shaila, Bei Rav, the Amri Tachzor, any idea. According to the Bei Rav that said, Tachzor, I'm not sure. What about Tachas Matlas Mao? What would be if it's underneath some sort of tishtach, right, a towel, or something like that? Would that be a problem or not? Meaning, if you hold that Tachas Or is not Chalada, then for sure Tachas Tishtach is not. But if you hold Tachas Or, maybe any idea. So what about Tachas Matlas? Is that also any idea? Right, the best it's going to be is any idea, but is it also any idea or not? The Shaila, Tachas Tzemer Mesubach. What would be if it's underneath the wool of the animal? So he didn't go underneath the ar, he went underneath the wool. Meaning on the tzad, the Tachas Ar is Chalada, is Tachas Tzemer, you're in the wool, but you didn't kriech underneath the skin. Is that the same as Tachas Ar? Like in your mind, any idea if Tachas Ar would apply to Tachas Tzemer or no? My suffix is Tachas Ar. As it relates to Tachas Tzemer, that's posh, it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara says, as it relates to these Shailas, Teiku, it is a Teiku. Right, as it relates to Tzemer, then for sure it's going to be, yes, okay, for sure, it won't be an issue. Either way, says the Gemara, one last Shaila by Rapop. Rapop is at Hechle b'miyat simonim. In the event, it was Chalada that was done with the last miyat of the simon. So the Koyin shechted, the Sheichet shechted, Raif. And now you're up to the last miyat, and you did Chalada with the miyat simonim. Ma'u, what's the halacha going to be? What's the tzadim? Chalada is a problem, but over here you did Raif already. So being that you did Raif already, maybe it's not an issue or not. And the Gemara says regarding that, teiku, it's a teiku. Now, we're stopping right here. Kuvit Shabbos Kodesh, but at the same time, as it relates to that last shayla, this is mamash the last line of the Gemara. If you take a look, there's a long Rashi. If you take a look, there's a long Tosfos. There's so much right over here. And really, this little tiny Gemara of Hechlet B'miyat Simanu Mao goes into a lot of the lumdis of understanding Shechita, and that Be'ezer Hashem will be the topic of some of the raid in the beginning of next week.